From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Susan A. Stauffer, today's topic is the sturgeon moon, harvest moon, and moon phases. August and September have full moons, each with a different special meaning. Every month of the calendar has a different moon name and meaning that goes with the season as the seasons change. The passing of time and season is noted by many cultures with their close connection to nature reflected in their naming of moons. The August full moon has been called the sturgeon moon, green corn moon, and red moon. North American tribes that fished found sturgeon to be plentiful during the month of August. Corn is still green and not ready to be picked, and the moon in August takes on a reddish color in many areas. The September full moon is commonly known as the famous harvest moon and is also known as corn month, given corn is now ripe and the harvesting of crops traditionally takes place during this month. The harvest moon usually appears very bright with an early rise. There are moon phases to describe how the moon looks or what its shape looks like at different times during the month. Waxing gibbons is the term describing the point between the half moon and full moon. Waxing gibbous is the term describing the point between the half moon and the full moon. The term waxing means the moon is becoming bigger. Full, when the entire moon is appearing. Check your local moon phases and the times the moon can be visible in your area so that you can mark your calendar in advance of the various phases of the moon as it advances in the skies above you. Being close to nature by observing the wonders of the skies brings us closer to the past in understanding the meanings of the names of the moons that were created by our ancestors. Please enjoy. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.